This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources decided to issue permits for the Line 5 relocation project on Thursday. The project spans northern Wisconsin from Superior to Lower Michigan. It currently runs through the Bad River Reservation in Ashland, but members of the Bad River Band have been pushing to relocate the pipeline for years. Critics of the project's new location plans say it could still impact the environment surrounding the reservation, and Bridge Energy still needs permit approval from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. A section of road near Myers-Wilkins Elementary School in Duluth will be closed for construction work over the next couple of months. According to city officials, the closure will take place on East 11th Street near the intersection of 8th Avenue East and Kenwood Avenue. The closure is expected to last until the end of January. Officials say the intersection of 8th Avenue East and Kenwood Avenue, as well as pedestrian walkways, will remain open to some extent, but drivers should consider using 6th Avenue and Skyline Parkway instead. Law enforcement authorities are warning Wisconsin residents of a new scam circulating the area involving gold bars. Residents have been receiving scam calls claiming their bank accounts have been hacked and they need to invest in gold to protect their savings. The scammers then tell their victims that the gold is safer with them and it will be sent to the Federal Reserve. The scam has already picked up about 50 victims in the state, costing them about $13 million. Authorities are reminding residents not to trust messages or calls from unknown numbers. One person was injured in a crash involving a Duluth Transit Authority bus on Thursday. According to the Duluth Police Department, the crash occurred on Central Entrance and Mesaba Avenue at around 5:30 p.m. Authorities say the bus was traveling on Central Entrance when it was hit by a vehicle turning left onto Mesaba Avenue. One passenger on the bus suffered minor injuries and the car was towed from the scene by law enforcement authorities. The driver of the car making the left turn was also cited by police for failure to yield. Beginning in 2025, Wisconsin residents who own or lease an electric vehicle charging station may see an extra charging tax. Many residents who own, lease, manage, or otherwise operate an electric vehicle charging station will need to register with the Wisconsin Department of Revenue before using the charging station. The registration can be completed using the online business tax registration tool on the Department of Revenue's website. The excise tax registration requirement will not apply to residential electric vehicle charging stations. Wisconsin once again set a new record high for employment in October, making it six straight months of record-setting employment levels. According to a press release from Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Workforce Development, the state added 8,500 jobs from the September report with a total of over 3 million people employed last month. The unemployment rate has also remained at historically low levels at less than 3%. In a statement, Governor Evers credited strategic, targeted investments to support the economy and workforce. Wisconsin State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley visited Superior on Thursday to highlight a new grant program for ensuring clean water in schools. The grant program would be created under Dr. Underley's budget request and would provide funding for schools to upgrade their fountains to keep lead and other contaminants out of the water. The grant program would have $2.5 million to distribute if the budget request is approved. Dr. Underley has proposed massive investments in public education as districts resort to operational referendums. If you've ever felt nervous about meeting up with someone from an internet marketplace, the St. Louis County Sheriff's Office and Duluth Police Department have you covered. The law enforcement agencies have established a safe exchange space for people to pick up items they've purchased online at the Joint Public Safety Building on North Arlington Avenue. The space in the parking lot is marked with yellow paint and is under constant video surveillance. Officials say parents can also use the space for child custody exchanges if necessary. On Wednesday, Senator Tammy Baldwin announced over $24 million in federal funding for over a dozen Wisconsin farmers and small rural businesses. According to a press release, the funding will be used to make energy efficiency improvements, cut costs, and improve resiliency. The funding was acquired through the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Energy for America program. Among the Western Wisconsin recipients are Knutson Family Farms in Pierce County and McDonald and Owen Veneer and Lumber Company in Polk County. The St. Louis County Jail will be offering new medications to help inmates who are struggling with addiction. The county jail has used a medication-assisted treatment program for years to help inmates suffering from opioid addiction recover from dependency, but the program will now offer the medication Sublocade. The medication involves a monthly injection to cut down on cravings rather than the daily dosing that inmates currently receive. Officials say just having another available option will help more inmates achieve recovery. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has launched a new tool to help track overdoses across the state. According to a press release, the Wisconsin Suspected Overdose Alerts for Rapid Response System will provide authorities with real-time information about when and where a suspected overdose may have occurred so they can respond accordingly. The online tool will also closely monitor the locations of those suspected overdoses so officials can identify trends and implement the most effective changes to their responses. Wisconsin healthcare organizations say they're seeing an increase in the amount of unpaid medical care for the first time since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. According to the Wisconsin Hospital Association's annual report, the amount of uncompensated care has jumped by 6% in the last year to a total of over $1.3 billion. The increase in unpaid care comes from an increase in the number of patients who are unable to pay for the care they've received and an increase in charity care, which hospitals can write off through taxes. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Still waiting for Chris. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks head to Charlotte to take on the Hornets tomorrow night. Milwaukee now 4-8. The Hornets are 4-7. Chris Middleton is yet to play after surgery this summer on both of his ankles. Head coach Doc Rivers on whether there's a growing frustration regarding Middleton.
No. I mean, obviously we want Chris to play, but Chris is doing all the work. He's working his butt off. That's all. You know, as a coach, that's all you can ask for. And we were hoping we were going to be healthy, but we're not. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Men's college basketball should be a special night tonight at the Kohl Center as the Badgers honor Hall of Fame coach Bo Ryan and members of the 2014-15 team that went on to the Final Four. Meanwhile, the Badgers had their work cut out for them, hosting Arizona, the number 9th ranked team in the nation.
Now we've got a tremendous test coming at us on Friday. You know, an extremely big team, an experienced team. Caleb Love backed one of the guard positions, put a lot of pressure on the rim. Obviously a really, really good team.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Pamela Anderson, a serious actor? It looks that way. The former Baywatch actress is getting rave reviews for her part in The Last Showgirl. The film tells the story of an aging performer whose show is about to be canceled. The film also stars David Bautista, cast as Anderson's character's manager, and Jamie Lee Curtis, who plays a waitress and is getting rave reviews for her performance. The film hits theaters in January and wide release after a limited run in December. He was a contestant every coach on the popular show The Voice wanted on their team. Michael Bublé was lucky enough to snag him for his team, but now Deadline reports that on Monday night's episode, host Carson Daly informed Bublé that country singer Tanner Frick has left the show unexpectedly and right before the knockout rounds. Ooh. If you're like me, you can't wait to not watch the next episode of The Voice. The show airs Monday nights on NBC. It's a story you would typically read in The Onion, which is interesting because it involves The Onion. The satirical newspaper has purchased right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones' outlet InfoWars. InfoWars claimed bankruptcy due to lies spread about the Sandy Hook massacre. Does this seem like a strange marriage? It does indeed. One theory, according to Variety, says The Onion purchased the entity to keep it out of the hands of other alt-right conspiracy theorists. It's also not a bad publicity move for The Onion. To summarize the story, area man expects more truth and less lies with a dose of laughter. Variety reports that actress Sophie Turner will play Lara Croft in Amazon MGM's new Tomb Raider series. Variety says the Game of Thrones actress is the highest profile actress to play the role since Angelina Jolie and Alicia Vikander. The series is still in development stages. A release date has not yet been set. Who's up for a good old-fashioned boxing match? Jake Paul and Mike Tyson square off this weekend. Paul took to his social media platforms to troll Tyson by wearing diamond-spiked ear covers to get under the former champ's skin. The dig is from when Tyson bit Evander Holyfield's ear years ago. Not allowed in boxing. Paul is the odds-on favorite to win the fight. According to odds makers, Paul is the odds-on favorite due to the fact that Tyson hasn't fought in 19 years, has been near death due to illness more than once, and is more than twice Paul's age. Come on, Iron Mike. Sometimes people struggle after they retire. This appears to be the case for actress Cameron Diaz, who is ending her 11-year hiatus from show business. Diaz has been cast opposite Jamie Foxx in the Netflix spy movie called Back in Action, a comedy thriller. The duo previously starred together in the film Annie. Back in Action drops January 17th on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a nice weekend ahead, and you want to get out and enjoy it because things are going to go downhill quickly next week. Today, partly cloudy, high in the low 50s. Tonight, upper 30s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and windy with a high in the mid to upper 50s. Sunday, partly cloudy with a high in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.